Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction, as my name is Pedro Fernandez. Often imitated, but over 35 years now, hardly duplicated. Straight up, we've had an hour of combat sports here. Of course, we're going to talk boxing and MMA. We'll hear from Mike Tyson. Always fun to hear from Mike. But hey, Mike, some of his funnier clips, some of his violent clips. Bottom line is Mike Tyson Unplugged. We'll hear from him today, as well as Muhammad Ali. I always try to bring a little of the Ali wisdom. Today I'll bring some of the Ali humor. Of course, he and the mouth that roared. I call him the mouth that roared, Howard Cosell. I mean, he and Cosell, man, those guys are like salt and pepper. Without the two of them, man, boxing never really would have evolved like it had. Had those two guys not come together, in fact, they'll talk about that coming together, the blend, Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. They'll talk about that in depth in this hour. Johnny Signorello will be here, but wait, I'm not done. We'll also have some fun in the world of the UFC. That's right. Last night, of course, Jorge Masvidal winning pretty significantly across the pond in London. So we'll talk about the UFC, maybe a little Bellator. Bottom line is, this is your show. We've got open phone lines around the planet. You can take us up on that if you'd like. 1-800-878-7579. That's 1-800-878-7579. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. You know, I don't like the four-letter words, but I can deal with it. Compliments, critiques, I understand. The text line, the studio text line, text us. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, iTunes, Stitcher.com, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. Can I keep going? I don't have enough time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
I can feel it, but I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
One more time, guys.
Oh, Lord.
I hang out here all day and just watch the tiger run around.
Then what are you gonna do?
Just keep him, breed her. I want to have children with her.
As part of my tough stance on immigration, Taco Tuesday will be changed to Pizza Thursday.
Now, what I say, it doesn't affect you guys because your guys don't care about nothing but money. So every now and then I kick your and stomp on you and put some kind of pain and inflict some kind of pain on you because you deserve to feel a pain, somewhat of the pain that I feel.
I don't care about living or dying. I'm a dysfunctional motherfucker.
There were reports, Mike, that you were out partying in Vegas. Is that in fact the case?
This is not true. This is not true at all. One day I went out one day because, you know, sometimes you train, you just went crazy and bored, and I went to a strip club because... And I gave some a dancer a lap dance, but...
You gave her a lap dance.
Yeah, that's just what I do. I like to do what I want to do.
You were aware of what you were doing when you bit his ear.
Also, I was fighting for my life at the time. I may like fornicate more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrifice so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a...
I fear him not even a little bit.
What's wrong with this guy?
I can't wait till the 28th. I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Let me tell you something, you.
You're sweet. I'm going to make sure you kiss me good with those big lips.
Rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Mike, you genuinely seem looser now than I've ever seen you. What do you attribute that to? You just had it with all the BS?
Probation officer.
Is that really the only reason? You just seem like you're enjoying it more than you ever have.
Yeah, I'm having a ball.
Thank you.
And he's kind of big. He makes me nervous without his gloves and his shorts on. So if you ever try to intimidate me again, I'm going to implant a bullet in his motherfucking skull. Because I'm in pain. I want them to see pain. I want their kids to see pain. Lennox Lewis, I want his kids to, ooh, daddy. Are you okay, Dad? Yeah, I don't care about them because they don't care about me and my kids.
So I'm getting in the ring, get my hands on the guy.
What do you suspect Orla Norris to do?
Get knocked out.
Are you going to be more diplomatic in the future? Are you going to lose some of this anger?
No, I need respect. If you show me respect and stop writing trashy articles about me, then I'll show you respect.
I was telling the rip. I said, rip, you know, he's trying to break my arm.
He got rough with me. I got rough back.
He talked more than I did. There's some bad things, real nasty things. That the white will kill you.
That you can win this fight?
Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you want to, you know.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about numbers. I just know what I can do. How about kill this mother?
Okay.
Pressure, hook into the body. It's a lot of punches that we worked on, a lot of punches.
Just punch him. He's apparently going to stand right in there and punch.
I don't know what he's going to do, but whatever he plans on doing, I'll be prepared.
No.
Get off my hand.
You got a lot of people coming
in. I ain't doing it. You scumbag. You.
Everybody, I don't think for weeks, girls, I can't ever get their number. They call me always the day to fight, the week for the fight. It kills me. I mean, I'm never going to see these girls because if I don't see them the day before the fight or something like that, I'm never going to see them again. So I just really don't.
But the beauty couldn't train the beef. And he ate her. That, man, come on, that's real white to make you look like an evil black monster.
There you have it, Mike Tyson unplugged. No other athlete, no other, nobody else has quite put the package together quite like Mike Tyson has. I mean, sometimes I've been around him, he's as soft as a hamster. Other times he's like, not so soft, pretty toxic. Bottom line is, let's go from toxicity to smoothness in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm talking about Johnny Signorella. Johnny, how good did our boy look last night? David Benavidez coming back now, only fought once last year.
I tell you what, he looked damn good, man. Good comeback statement for David last night. Brutally stopping Jay Leon Love in two rounds. Benavidez went to work immediately. And I think he just about hit, you know, Leon Love with every punch that he threw out there, Pete.
Well, this wasn't a battle of guys doing blow. This is a battle of an ex-blow guy, huh?
Yeah, man. That's good. I tell you what, though, Benavidez looking sharp last night. Looking forward to seeing, you know, what's ahead, the road ahead. To Benavidez, you know, hopefully making good on some bad decisions.
You know, speaking of Coke, I went to a party last night and there was no Coke in Hollywood. I kid you not. But then again, there was no Pepsi either.
That's what's up, man.
Keeping
it clean.
Ran that by somebody there. But Benavidez, now, what does he do? Are they going to give him a WBC title back? Is he still the champ, but he's not the champion? What's the story on that?
Well, right now, Caleb Plant has that belt that Benavidez had to give up and relinquish because of the suspension and all the drama that he went through. Caleb Plant's a decent fighter. There you go, sniffing it up like Scarface. But hopefully, again, he keeps it clean on his road back. Now, Caleb Plant, not a bad fighter. Interesting story there. You know, if you don't know the story of Caleb Plant, look it up. He's been through some stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, people can relate to this guy. But, you know, moving forward, he's a decent boxer. He's improving every time in Caleb Plant. Do I think Benavidez beats him? I tell you what, Pete, did you notice how big Benavidez looks at 168 last night? You know, we have another guy just moved to 175 in Zerto Ramirez. Yo, I'd like to see that matchup. I don't care. Give it to me at 168, 175. But that's where I'd like to go with this. That's been my fantasy matchup for those two guys that have great power, and they go and they throw stones out there, bro, and they try to bang with you.
I think Zerto left 168 because of the possibility he wasn't going to be able to prevail against Benavidez. He was going to get drilled. I had heard that. I was at the WBO convention in October in Panama City. I heard some rumors about that. So nobody confirmed anything, but there were a lot of rumors going around about that.
Yeah, you know, I could see that. And that's a match that a lot of people were hoping for, you know. And where Zerto is, you know, going with his career at this point at 175, I mean, it's a good division. There's some money to be made there. We saw B-Ball, you know, last week. And, you know, Kovalev is, of course, there. But it's all about networks and getting the people in the ring and making the negotiations to make the big fights happen. But make no mistake, at 168 or 175, Benavidez and Ramirez is the fight that I want to see the most.
Somebody shot me an email this week, and they said to ask you this question. Will the apps work together, or are they on their own? Will they work together? I mean, if you've got ESPN Plus and DAZN having A and B, or A and A, or B and B, however they want to put it, and they need to put this together, will they? I mean, is there any bending here?
This is a great question. I think that, in all honesty, I thought about this quite a bit. The Zone and ESPN Plus, I believe, will do some deals together after they, you know, they invested a lot of money in these guys, you know, so they want to keep it in-house. Now, after about maybe 6 months to a year of promotion within their house, you know, people start clamoring for the fights that, you know, have multiple platform involvement. So maybe these guys come together, you know, and do something, right? Now, as far as Fox and the PBC is concerned, I think it's going to be more difficult for them. Now, you had mentioned in hour number one with Larry about what's up with Deontay Wilder. I think he's got to get out of Showtime. Showtime, to my understanding, wants to put him on pay-per-view with Dominic Brazil next. Who cares about that? You know, for me, Wilder's got to go to DAZN. You know, from what I understand, they're offering him a ton of money in multiple fight contract. He could take on Dillian White, and they're offering some incentives with Joshua, a two-fight deal there. I mean, break free. as much as I respect what Fox did last night and what they're trying to do, and their production was great, especially for a first pay-per-view,
yeah.
I think the future is with DAZN and ESPN Plus, baby.
The production was fantastic. I thought the camera angles and the fact that they were able to show the southpaw and the orthodox fighter from a top and who had their foot on the outside. And when the fighter that had their foot on the outside between Garcia and Spence was usually Spence. But he was usually the fighter that had the other fighter looking down the barrel of a gun. And, of course, Mr. Mikey Garcia, let's go back to that just for a second. You know, he's a guy that had a whole lot to prove. All he did was show up.
Especially for talking all that talk. And I don't want to discredit Mikey because I understand he moved up two weight classes. He's got a lot of balls doing what he did last night. But at the end of the day, it's like you got to at least show up and do something, man. Like he landed less than 10 punches a round. And he's one of regarded as one of the best elite fighters going into last night, you know, to do it. And to not have any kind of strategy and stand in front of Errol Spence the way he did. You know, everyone's talking about what Errol did, but let's talk about what Mikey didn't do. Mikey's biggest, facet of the game, in my opinion, was the angles, was confusing fighters, leg movement. Where was that last night? You know, so I was very confused by the approach of Mikey Garcia. Let's see if he's not too damaged moving forward. He should go back down to 135. Now, last night at the press conference post-fight, he didn't sound too bad. I was looking at, very closely, hearing to see if he was slurring and his articulation and if his words made sense. He seemed very clear, despite the beating he got. So I don't think it's going to be that much of a hindering.
I think you guys have lost a little bit here. That was no significant beating. That was like a sparring session last night. I mean, he wasn't landing shots that made his eyes roll back in his head or anything like that. He didn't land any too many really clean, super flush shots. There were a lot of like glancing blows and things like that. But, I don't know. You guys giving Spence all this credit, this and that. I hope that Bud Crawford comes to fight. I really do.
Here's what's up. The 9th and the 10th round, I thought Spence definitely put it on him. But you know how I feel about Crawford. That's my boy. Him versus Spence, bring it on, bro. I can't wait to see it.
We come back. We're going to talk about the lighter weights, folks. Luis Nery, of course, the godfather, brought up in hour number one at bantamweight, of course, out of Tijuana, Mexico. Wow. 29-0, 23 Ks. This guy can whack. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got our text line. It's hot. It's open. You can drill us. You can compliment us. Do what you want. The text line number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The WBO 112-pound title was at stake in Tokyo, Japan. Kosai Tanaka, now 13-0, 7 KOs, held on to the belt with a big long win over Ryotoshi Taguchi. Of course, Taguchi came in pretty good fighter, left at 27-4, two draws and 12 KOs. But the bottom line is the champion Tanaka, 13-0, 7 KOs, a unanimous win, and still the WBO 112-pound champion. Speaking of WBO, check out their news at WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money.
And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Taking it back to Las Vegas, and that, of course, I want to mention our Las Vegas station, of course, K-Shop. I'm talking about 1400 AM. Man, those guys and I have been together for, like, since the 90s. In the 90s, I was with the Imperial Palace Hotel, and, of course, K-Shop used to check all the broadcasts, both the television shows and the radio broadcasts coming out of the IP. Man, Connie Ross, those were the good old days. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, last night, part of a card emanating from, of course, Arlington, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, basically the co-promoter involved with Mr. Al Haymon, of course, premier boxing champions, put on a fantastic show. The show was fantastic. I mean, the presentation, the production, they had a marching band. They made it sort of look like a football game. It was had this college football feeling to it. All kinds of energy going all kinds of different directions. But the bottom line is the energy did not transpire over the 12 rounds of 36 minutes of battle. Now, some people give Mr. Spence all kinds of credit. I'm not one of those guys. Straight up, I think that I would need a lot of Viagra to watch him do that again. If, in other words, if you were going to tell me he was going to do that again, I'd probably take about 1,000 milligrams of Viagra to even remotely get up for that one. Bottom line is, he didn't deliver in my mind. Johnny Sigg, a guy that did deliver last night, was a guy by the name of Luis Neri. He looks like a monster.
Man, he beat down McJoe Arroyo, didn't he? I tell you what, man, 4 rounds of absolute carnage. Neri looked good, man. You know, bring on Naoya anyway at the same weight class. Usually guys underneath 126 pounds, we're talking about a weight category with Neri and anyway, should they match up, would be at 118 pounds. But I tell you what, I'd love to see this because these guys, they come and they throw. And I tell you what, man, he smoked them, as we always say, like a cheap blunt last night. Arroyo got smoked, Pedro.
You know, there are guys that are exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, if you've got guys fighting at 260 pounds with a 10-ounce glove, you've got guys fighting at 105 pounds with an 8-ounce glove, there's a great difference in that glove size there, and something needs to be rectified. Do you feel me on that?
Oh, absolutely feel you. Now, but there's guys like we saw with Neri last night and Inouye who are monstrous, like abnormal punchers at that weight class. So that would definitely benefit them if they have the lower ounce in their gloves, you know, supremely. I think they're special fighters, but yes, I would like to see the other guys. I think it would be more entertaining if there was drama and suspense because we know guys at 118 pounds, they could swing all day. They could land 1,000 punches and nothing's happening really, you know. Aesthetically, it looks great, but there's no drama.
You mean like women's boxing?
Here we go. Absolutely, ooh, brother. Ooh. And I tell you what, I tried with Katie Taylor the other night, too. I'm like, let me give it a fresh set of downs. Now you got me started.
Here's what's up. I'm gonna show you how much I'll flip to it. I'm gonna try to get Amanda Nunes out of New Jersey on the show in the next couple of weeks. So to show you that I am pro women's boxing. If women's boxers deliver, if you don't want to deliver, listen. It's like a mailman, Johnny. It's like a mailman. Whether he's male or female or not, he's got to deliver the mail to your house.
That's what's up, man. And listen, we don't knock women. I mean, if anything, if people listen to us closely week in and week out, we support them, especially in the UFC, man, where the girls got it going on for the most part. Ladies in boxing, I just wish you'd bring more passion and fireworks. Hopefully that fight coming up with Christina Hammer, you know, and Carissa Shields, hopefully we get something there. That's billed as the biggest women's fight in boxing. So, ladies, please deliver that night, April 13th, Atlantic City on Showtime. Deliver, please.
April 13, 2019, also known as National Insomniac Night, the cure for insomnia. To cure insomnia, check out Carissa Shields. She will put a tweaking crack addict, you know, the guy that's walking around the street looking down at the, picking up little bits of paper off the sidewalk. She will get him to go to sleep. I kid you. She will knock him out. And I don't mean with her punches. Anyway, back to Neary. 29-0, 23 KOs. Wow. You know, I'm looking at pictures of him. I looked at him last night. He hasn't got a mark on his face. I mean, his eyebrows are the most perfect black eyebrows I've ever seen in my life. Good Lord.
Yeah, man. He looked really sharp last night. A lot of people compared him to a young Manny Pacquiao. Let's just let Lewis be Lewis. Let's see what Lewis brings to the dance. You know, I hate when people compare people. Like, yes, he came out like a violent storm last night. And I'm familiar with Neary from watching his fights back in, you know, over the past year or so. And, you know, he's very consistent. He throws a lot of punches. He's getting, you know, he's starting to feel himself and getting into, you know, his rhythm real nice. And, like I said, I'd like to see him take on Naoya anyway. That'd be a great fight. You know, or Sarung Vasai. There's a lot of good little, you know, guys down there, man. Hello?
Why is Sarung Vasai on the side of milk cartons?
I'm sorry, Pedro, I lost
why you. Is why is Sarung Vasai on the side of milk cartons? He's missing in action.
That's what's up, bro. I tell you what, though, he does have a fight lined up April 26th, off the top of my head. I think The Zone, he's going to have a rematch with Juan Francisco Estrada. And
lunch meat.
Sarung Vasai won the first fight, yeah. And we know Sarung Vasai destroyed Chocolatito. That's how he got on the map, you know. And I believe that's April 26th in Cali, and The Zone is, I think, presenting that fight. If I'm not mistaken.
Conor McGregor was arrested last week. I looked at the, I don't know, they said a strong arm robbery or something like that. Is that a for real charge, or is that just Conor being an idiot again?
Well, he got possession of someone's phone. You can't take someone's phone, so I guess they get him there, and he threw it down. Maybe he's having too much of that proper 12, you know, that Irish whiskey. Hey, listen, we all know I like Conor. He's a soundbite, but he's got to chill out, bro. You know, you can't be grabbing people's phones. These are the fans that, you know, pay for the fight. And I understand, like, listen, man, you know, people come up to you and they get you at awkward moments, and he's a celebrity, and some people don't show class and they're inappropriate. But I still think at the end of the day, you got to be the bigger person and not grab the person's phone and slam it down, because you know it's going to be nothing but attention and negative attention drawn towards you. So, I mean, and in terms of, is that a real charge that might stick? I think absolutely. He grabbed his, you know, someone else's belongings and broke it.
Okay. Khabib, the champion, 155 pounds, he's been suspended, he's been fined, this and that. Some people think that he's been just totally done wrong. Other people think he wasn't penalized enough. How does Siggy stand on that one?
You know, I'd like to see him come back. He had a lot of things going on. Long story short, you know, Conor was attacking and assassinating his character, his religion, his father. There was a lot of passion there. I'm not saying what Khabib did was right, but at the end of the day, I kind of understand it. You know, and no one really got hurt, and there's emotions in this stuff. And at the end of the day, do I think that he should have been suspended? Absolutely. Should he pay a fine? Absolutely. But should he come back? Hopefully soon. I'd like to see him in there. I mean, what bothers me is they weren't as hard towards Conor when he was throwing, you know, dollies through buses and shard glass got in a fighter's eyes and he ruined an entire card. So I think that's the big issue, is to say, like, you know what, UFC, why is it okay for Conor to do this, but Khabib can't do that? Because you know what? Khabib's not a company man. They want Conor to be the poster child of the UFC, but you got guys like Khabib that could beat Conor easily, and he'll probably do it again in the future.
1970s rock and roll heartthrob. I'm going to talk about Peter Frampton is going to make one more tour. It appears Carl the Jackal Frampton is now signed for another tour with Top Rank.
Interesting. I didn't even hear about that. Great. Bring him on. I always like Carl.
Okay. Of course, Carl Frampton, he usually comes alive. I mean, he's a good fighter, no doubt about that. Came up short a couple times, but he's probably one of the better fighters out of Europe. Somebody asked me today, who would be the best fighter in Europe? Would it be Joshua right now? All in all?
Yeah, I'd have to say most popular, you know, but I think the guy that's the toughest to beat you know, is Tyson Fury because of the size and that boxing style, you know. And again, in hour number one, you were talking to Larry. I believe that Tyson Fury is going to sign a fight with Oscar Rivas, who is 26-0, 18 KOs, just beat Brian Jennings. You know, and I think that's going to be Fury's first fight. Now, I'm hoping that eventually at some point in time, ESPN and DAZN, you know, to book out the conversation we had earlier, can the networks work together? I mean, we need to see him against Joshua, and we need to see him against Wilder in a rematch. These three guys at heavyweight right now, and Dillian White lurking in the backdrop, man, the heavyweight division is awesome right now.
That Cuban Rivas can rock. You are tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts and boxing till the top of the hour.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm gone. Ooh, yeah. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back, I'm not ashamed to cry.
Imagine, this is your money. And someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money. And guess what? They can legally take it. All of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Switching gears, talking about the UFC. Of course, UFC going across the pond to London. I don't think Dana White went across for this one, but the bottom line is in the main event, Jorge Masvidal, like, yee. One punch. Johnny, you can see why I want these guys to get paid like $500,000 a fight when they get drilled like that.
Oh, absolutely, man. Darren Till took one hell of a shot. Actually, a couple shots. I think it was three left hooks. The first one, he was iced. Then he caught another one. And he got one when he was downed after the back of his head hit the canvas. I tell you what, man, there's not enough money in the world. That was a terrible, terrible KO. highlight reel, probably at number one on the play of the week for ESPN. I mean, ridiculously nasty.
We're talking maybe $50,000 for each guy and maybe a $40,000 best fight bonus. In other words, maybe they're walking away with 90 grand here. I mean, come on, that's, you know, and your career is over? Because you know what, Johnny? You know, I don't care what anybody says. Mixed martial arts or not, you don't get up from what I'm looking at the kid right now flat on his back here on Twitch.tv. Mm-hmm. He wasn't moving for a while there.
No, he was iced as soon as that first one landed flush. And then he wasn't looking too good prior to that moment, but that one certainly sealed the deal. And then, of course, there was the one as he was going down, and then the one when he was down after, like I said, the head had hit the canvas. So a nasty night for him. He needs a long layoff and a potential career change there because Darren, man, you know, all the respect in the world, but my God, my goodness, no good.
Referee a little slow there?
It's tough because it was bang-bang. It happened so fast. You know, he looked like he was close. I think that maybe he could have prevented that last shot from coming in, you know. And, you know, for Jorge Masvidal, you know, he was a little ruthless there. I mean, he could sense what he did to that guy. And he jumped right on him and cracked him again. So that was a little tough there. I think it was more so the fighter not showing good gamesmanship by throwing that extra shot in there.
Okay, Leon Edwards beat Gunnar Nelson, split decision, another split decision. Dominic Reyes beat Volkan Ozdemir, of course, a former guy that was thought to be a stud at 205 pounds. Outside of that, yawn, not any names on this card. I keep going at this day in and day out, but is the UFC, are they hurting for talent?
I'm so glad you went here, because that's how I felt about the card overall last night. The only thing that really stood out was the main event, right? And then if you go through the schedule, there's only one real thing that stands out, the Holloway versus Poirier fight, the rematch, you know, coming April 13th. But I tell you what, man, you know, and we'll preview that obviously extensively, but my thing is that there's no real names here. And it's like there's a whole lot of nothing going on. Like there's a lot of dates, and I applaud what ESPN's doing. They spent a ton of money, billions, literally billions of dollars into this thing. And you look at it, there's nothing that really whets the appetite. And the one thing that does is a pay-per-view. So for me, it's kind of like I like the UFC, but we need some talent to emerge. We need some names. We need a Ronda Rousey, man. We need a McGregor. We need someone to pump this up a little bit, man.
You know, I was of the opinion, and I talked to some economists, some guys that know a little bit about money, that $4.2 billion, $4,200 million was way, way, way too much to pay for the UFC, and yet they were paid, and the people that bought it seemed to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting great attention. You know, if you look at ESPN Plus, they have, from what I'm told from reliable sources, almost 3 million subscribers, okay? I think that's largely in part due to what the UFC has brought to the dance, okay? I mean, boxing at Top Rank is doing good. I'm sure it adds a lot of subs, you know. And obviously, ESPN has all the sports out there, from baseball to soccer to football, et cetera, right? Everything. But I think the UFC has a huge influence to subscriptions. You know, and so therefore it's going to make them happy and they're going to keep, you know, putting money into this. But as fans, you know, we need to see somebody emerge and, you know, be the focus of this sport right now, because honestly, Conor, I mean, he's big, but the buzz is
he's done
like dropped because we saw what happened with Khabib.
He's done. Yep. Stick a fork in him, man. He can't go back to 145 and he can't make 145 again. And so he's not going to go back there and fight Jose Aldo in 155. You know, Mr. Khabib's going to destroy him each time out, man.
I agree. And plus, like, you know, with the bad blood, and that's not hype bad blood. That's real bad blood. Because, again, what Conor did with Khabib and assassinating his character and talking about his dad of all things, that's the thing that got me the most, man. And then he messed with this man's religion, and he's like a super, super big practitioner of the Muslim faith, man. You can't mess around with someone like that. And I think that really sticks.
Conor did everything but defecate on the Quran.
Absolutely. Well said.
I mean, that was pretty wild. Speaking of Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier, of course, they're going to fight at lightweight now. Max Holloway, the 145-pound champion. Max is one of those guys, I don't know. Sometimes I think he's here for the long run. Other things, I think he's going to lose. Max Holloway is probably one of the better MMA fighters from 145 at 145 ever. But at 155... Dustin Poirier's got the natural size advantage here. What does this mean?
Well, you know, even though that Dustin won the first fight, but I tell you what, Max was super impressive in taking out Brian Ortega, our guy. last time out. Oh, yeah, he is, right. Yeah. Four rounds. You want to talk about brutality.
Don't bring that up, man. Because you know what? I almost never want to watch any combat sports again after watching that. I mean, because I was kept saying, I kept begging the referee to stop the fight. I'm begging the referee silently, please stop the fight. Please, can you understand? I mean, please, please. And he just wouldn't. And, of course, I saw Brian Ortega had a Modelo beer commercial this weekend. So I saw he's got a nice little beer commercial. I don't know if he's making any money with that. But the bottom line is, I don't think he'll ever be the same. Come on, man. You can't tell me that. No way.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. That was one of the fights. Like, we always talk about referees in any combat sport letting things go on too long. This was the premier example of that happening, man. Like, I mean, Max just thoroughly dominated and beat the crap out of Brian Ortega for four rounds. A fight I would never want to watch again because it makes you question yourself as a fan, why do you like this? It was just so bad. So, fans, if you have not seen that before, I mean, you know, viewer discretion is advised on that one. But, you know, you got to look at the resume. You know, Max, he beat Aldo, twice? Anthony Pettis. Dustin also got a win against Pettis. We had Mighty Mouse as well. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, he lost. He lost to Michael Johnson and McGregor. I think it's an even matchup. And to my knowledge, they haven't fought. This fight, the first one, they're running this back after 7 years, I think, right?
Let's go through this UFC schedule. The fight night's going to go down on March 23rd. Stephen Thompson, Anthony Pettis. That's their next card. The 30th is going to be Barbosa and Gaethje. The UFC 236 pay-per-view, I don't think so. Holloway and Poirier, probably a good fight on top. State Farm Arena, Atlanta, Georgia, April 13th. April 20th, they're going to St. Petersburg, and Overeem's going to be on the card. Romero and Jacare 2 on ESPN, that's going to go down the 27th. Coming to us from Florida. Then they go to Canada. They go U.S. on ESPN Plus again. UFC 237, they don't have a card for this. They don't have anybody on this card. It's going to be in Rio de Janeiro and Brazil. Rumor is they want to bring Chris Cyborg Santos back on that card. UFC on ESPN is going to go down March 18th. That's coming to you from Rochester, New York. UFC Fight Night, Gustafsson versus Smith. June 1st from Stockholm, Sweden. Of course, Gustafsson being the Swede over there. UFC 238. June 8th, United Center, no fights on this one. UFC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, June 22nd, no fights on this one. USC is going to go the 29th, no fights on this card. UFC 239 is the slated for International Fight Week, July 6th in Las Vegas, considered the premier card for the world of mixed martial arts, and there's no fighters yet for this card. Where are they going to get enough bodies to fill these slots?
It's a great question, man. A lot of TBAs, right? I mean, they got the dates they had to reserve with the contract, so now they got to fulfill the contract. See, this is where it gets a little dicey now for the UFC. Strong start to the year, right? You know, decent cards, especially the ESPN Plus ones or even regular ESPN, you know, and it's keeping it constant out there. There's content. But now it's like, ooh, maybe it's like too much oversaturation, you know. And I understand they're trying to build the market with these dates, but they got to fill the cards. You know, and make people want to watch him and be like, I'm watching this fight and this card for this guy or that guy. Well, we need those guys. We need guys or girls. We need to know what we're tuning into.
Johnny, you know what TBA stands for?
To be annihilated.
You got that right, baby. Not to be announced, to be annihilated. Because guess what? I don't see too many guys in the TBA side of the column winning these fights. Sorry, just don't happen. You're tuned in to MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to have a little fun. Now with the Tower of Power, baby, with Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell.
Doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard.
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if there have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act.
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Oh, hold it. You must be on boxing position and just have a little dance like we're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second. Right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zor Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming
on. Stay in shape.
Are you taking Zor Foley too lightly? Why would you say that? Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zor.
Confident, I can whip all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident, I can whip all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm that.
Well, I tell you, Coach Sale, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Louisville and
made me.
Let's put it on the
table. Anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two.
The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be. The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. Of course, there ain't nothing proud about that. But as you said, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
But the soccer fight, Howard, I danced 12 rounds 3 years later. I got the films if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you
right.
thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
Oh, that's me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is. Right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
I'd You'd made still you... be stealing bikes in Louisville if
Don't
it
tell weren't for me. Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. There's chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bolo punch, the Malaysian waltz, the double shuffle, the Russian tank, the rope and dope, the mirage. What's the price? You realize we are opening up the Saturday. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you. I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speaking simple English, I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm doing? I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I'll tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
You always say, Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thank you.
To all of the American people.
Thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali.
They truly love one another. Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali, of course, two icons, no doubt about that. Johnny Sigg, talk to me about that YouTube page.
Search us, Ring Talk Worldwide, baby. You'll find all the archived shows and today's show and much more.
Of course, John Signorella, thank you so much, man. We'll talk real soon.
Absolutely, Pedro. Everyone, enjoy your day.
Don't forget, folks, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come to you now, of course, in our 36th year, 36 years of radio, 35 years in the bank. No doubt about that. It's done. It's in the rearview mirror. But don't forget, we come to you Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday for an hour on Sports Byline, on Sunday for 2 hours on Sports Byline. Of course, the show's carried by iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Crockett, by Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Hey, what's up, Dan? Of course, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is, don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is, what can I say, so far ahead of the competition, I get lonesome. 35-plus years now, often imitated but never duplicated. There's a reason for that. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.